So it's a great privilege for me to be here again, because out of the fullness of the grace that I encountered in that conference, I've gained mileage, a lot of mileage in the path of destiny. And that's why I salute the general of God that he has raised to make advancement easier for some of us that are younger and upcoming. I salute you, sir. Amen. All right. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you communicate to us in simple, plain language, as Jesus would have done if he were physically present teaching us. Cause your presence to be released in loads and do such things that only your spirit is capable of doing tonight, as you take all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated as you turn your Bible to the book of Psalms 24, beginning from verse number 1. Psalms 24, verse number 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. In Nigeria, if you are the actual possessor of a landed property, I don't know what is obtainable in the United Kingdom, you are supposed to be in possession of a document called Certificate of Occupancy. Unfortunately, because of the way the system runs, two individuals can have two separate certificates of occupancy, giving them entitlement to the same landed property. So we might need to go beyond the certificate of occupancy to the actual land registry. So in the land registry, you will find a register, and only one person's name can be on that title. So what we have in the book of Psalms 24 is a visit to the land registry in order to find out the true owner of the earth. And most times, the reason why you will apply to have access to the land registry is because of land dispute. So there's a land dispute in this scripture, and that's the reason for which land registry is consulted. So this was the product of the search that took place in land registry. The earth is the Lord's. That's one. the fullness thereof. That's two. That means the mineral deposits, the vegetation, all the wealth that is found therein belongs to God. He said, the world, which are the systems that thrive in the earth, and them that dwell therein. Now, it goes further to the next verse to give us an information that further authenticates God's claim to the earth realm, which is the engineering design of the earth. If you have done any form of building whatsoever, you will find that part of the challenges that you are going to have as a civil engineer to establish a concrete structure in a certain place is whether or not this structure is, this place is waterlogged. Because if the place is waterlogged, you will need to spend more to take the water out or spend more to sand fill before you begin your construction. So the presence of water is not a good sign for construction work. But it happens to be that the civil engineering design that God decided to adopt when he was constructing the earth is that he decided to found the earth on water, which suggests that the earth itself doesn't have true foundations. And that's why if you dig deep enough, you hit water in the foundations. This civil engineering flaw is suggestive of the fact that God did not intend the earth to be a continuing city, a continuing civilization. And that's why it is captured in the design of the framework. Are you still with me? That means on earth, we do not have true foundations. Are you there? Then, the next verse, which is verse 3, now begins to extend an invitation for us to come to a place that he calls the hill of the Lord. The hill of the Lord happens to be the only place on earth that has true foundations. So if you want to establish something that will last beyond time, you will need to secure a place where? The hill of the Lord. So there is an invitation. He said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He perceived that his question is not likely to be understood. So he decided to ask the same question in two different ways. So the first rendering of the question is, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He felt he would not understand it. So he now said, who shall stand in his holy place? Now, I was expecting that having made this call, having made this invitation, I was expecting that something like a rooster would have been the response to this call. Judith, Angela, we are all ready to ascend the hill of the Lord. But that's not the case. Instead of names, he has character traits of people that have ascended the hill of the Lord. So if you have ascended the hill of the Lord, there are a few indicators that will suggest that indeed you have found that place that has true foundations. Stay with me, stay with me. Next verse. The first thing that he said is an indication of the fact that you have found, you have secured a place in the hill of the Lord, is that you have clean hands. Now, if you decide to go to the book of Proverbs, you will find Your doing, he that has clean hands. Now, there are things that you can do. Just an act. In your mind, it was a private act. A personal act. It had to do with you. It had to do with your own decision. But unfortunately, many acts can be private but not personal. The implication of such acts can frustrate a coming generation. And that's why the first thing that is mentioned here as an indicator that we have secured the heel of the Lord is that someone becomes guided by the laws of God to the extent that his hands are clean. I think I need to explain that. I was working in the Nigerian petroleum sector as a regulator. And if you happen to be a regulator in the sector, you are a powerful man if you are in custody of the government stamp. So there are four authorities in oil business. So if there is a transaction document for the shipment, for the movement of consignment from location A to location B, the stamp that I am in custody of must be on that document. If it's not on that document, it will not fly. So this is the system. Are you still with me? All right. In Nigeria, the government pays for that. We function, our price template is an equality price template. And what I mean by that is that the prices of petroleum products in Sokoto are the same with the prices in Lagos. So we operate the principle of equalization. And the only way that is possible is that the government takes responsibility of transport cost so that we can achieve equalization, even though in actual pricing and business, the idea of equalization is retrogressive. It is not sustainable. I don't want to go into that. But so we used to bring those arguments and they say, you people shut up. What do you? All right, so we used to bring those and contend with those arguments, propose things to our executives to take a deeper look at the framework. But, you know, some political matters influenced that shape of things. So we have the principle of equalization. So it means that if you are a transporter and you take the product from point A, and you take it to point B, my stamp must be on your document. And if my stamp is on your document, you can go to Abuja and claim the transport margin. So making my office very powerful. And what normally happens is that so many people that have these consignments will sell the product in Lagos and just come to my office with a piece of paper, willing to pay for my stamp. Meanwhile, there's no truck outside that is bearing the product. If you are still here, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and if I decide to play, then I will go home with well, most of us don't know the value of the Nigerian Naira, so you may not know but I think we can convert it. I'll make a million, okay? I'll make a million in a month. I'll make a million naira in a month. That means I don't need to spend my salary. I'll just accumulate it and buy a yacht or something. So what's 1 million in pounds? Asat, 2007. Okay, like 4,000 pounds. You are laughing. Don't laugh yet. The Bible says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? The place is called a holy place because it places demands on holy living on your life as proof that you have found that place that have true foundations. Every other place you transverse upon the face of the earth doesn't have true foundations. And anything you build on it can never last the test of eternity. So he says, he that has what? Clean. So I would have made $1 million a day, in a month. That's like £4,000 in a month, which is not my salary. I can spend that with you. Those days, to buy a good car, you need 900,000. It means every month I had the capacity to drive another car into my house. I'll be a strong man. Glory. But you see, if my hands are not clean, I have opened the doors of reproach to my children and many other things that are far more precious than $1 million a month. You see, you are likely to dive into the resources without seeing the fact that the place that you are, that you sustain the preference of making the money, is a ground that has no foundations. So any kind of trade and transaction and seeming profit that you make at that level, if you know where you are building it in, you will know that the entire enterprise is a waste of life. Not a waste of time, but a waste of life. So the invitation is given out, who shall ascend into the hill of God? You will notice that verse 1 says that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. It means that this earth belongs to our Father. And our Father is expecting us to manage his estate. God is looking for managers. People that he can commit stuff into their hands and they will manage on his behalf according to his principles in such a way that will give him glory. So we have the earth. That's the reason why we will not allow Nigeria to sink. It's because it doesn't belong to the people that want it to sink. It belongs to our Father. And yeah, he is waiting for us to grow in our sense of responsibility so that he can make us manage his estate. Now, it is easy for you to say, well, it doesn't matter how the nation goes. My pocket is okay and all of that. It means that you do not understand the trouble, the burden, that which troubles the heart of your Father. And that's why you're not attempting to extend the lending hand to serve his will in such a way that his estate will be preserved. It is after that scope of responsibility is adequately captured that our Father's estate is so large to that extent that he begins to ask for who shall ascend into the hill of God, or who shall stand in his holy place. Guess what? I took 0 naira from that deal. And trust me, you know what? Okay, there are 4 stamps that should be on the document. If my stamp is missing, the other people stamping and taking the money can't take it where? Are you there? There's a loose end. Everybody is not settled. I told them, don't worry, I'm not interested in the money. That's why I won't stamp. But you can take the money. I'm not reporting. I'm just doing what I believe. I believe that I should not stamp. Because what am I stamping? The trucks that should come with the products, the trucks are invincible. They are not here. So I'm just trying to be true to my conscience. That was my explanation. But the other guys that are stamping and taking the money from other departments and other groups and other agencies, they now saw me as a strange guy. And that a guy that needs to be taken out quickly because I'm blocking the business pipe. That was when I realized that they had a soothsayer. Yes, there was a soothsayer in that facility that they brought to test. You know, he carries paralysis in a bag. Okay. I think let us not go. Now, someone may be a graduate of medical school, and you know what to say when someone is paralyzed. You know how to interpret it from medical perspective and the medical language. I know more than that. Paralysis can be carried in a bag. Yeah. All the guy needs to do is to shake you. And in 7 days' time, half of your body will be paralyzed. If you shook him with your left hand, it's going to be the left side. If you shake him with your right hand, it's going to be the right side. If you become paralyzed, it means the next 14 days you are going to die. And many people, there be that died like that in that place. But I didn't know it was that man. So the guy came, very, very friendly old man. And he came to me. And he has an interpreter because I don't understand his language. He speaks Hausa language. So he shook me and said, oh, how are you, Papa? Sit down. Oh. It was a message. It was a transmission. And I was fighting that battle because I decided to have clean hands. Oh, you are not keeping the gate. If you believe you can soil your hands, you have just crippled the chances of your children. Oh. If somebody goes into the coven and releases a spell, it will take hold on you, take hold on your household because your hands. So we are talking gates. So when we talk gates, we are talking real warfare language. So, amen. So this guy shook me, and the idea behind that spell that he casted was that in 7 days' time he should come for check to see if what he released took hold. Because the thing about the spirit he went to summon is that if it doesn't take hold on me in 7 days, and it doesn't take hold on me in 14 days, then on the 21st day, he's going to go down. But you see, if you have clean hands and some things are thrown at you, it will bounce. I didn't have a car. So the elders... I never knew that the facility had counselors. They sent one of them to me and said, how old are you? I said, you're just... How many cars have you driven before? I've not owned anyone yet. I'm just starting out. So, okay. Oh, then you are not experienced. Do you know that the first truck that loaded here, you say you were born in 77. You say, okay. The first truck that loaded here, the owner of the truck, it was on so day in 1976. It means we started this thing before you were born. You are too small to stop it. Accept a vehicle. Just accept a vehicle. They'll get you a vehicle. Accept it. And then let everybody be happy. But if you say you want to fight it, you are too small. That's a man that I never saw his head because he always wears one red cap. Here. Never. No matter the heat. You know the heat now. The cap is intact. He was the one they sent to counsel me that there will be consequences of this my decision. After 14 days, I was not paralyzed. The thing bounced. The guy came and checked again and he greeted and we shook. Then in 21 days' time, he became crippled. All of here went down. And he still came to greet because they brought him out of a car. Meanwhile, I didn't know what was going on. I just felt my friend was down. Oh my God. I had no insight. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He said, he that had clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor so on this faithful. These gates. Okay. I believe I have another session. We need to talk about this, how to close them. These ones. The gate of the hands. You know, when I was posted to Lagos and I started working in Lagos, I had to leave my wife in Benue State, because if I go with my wife, the people who were pastoring will feel that I've left them. So I had to leave something of me on ground as a sign that I will come back. So, and it continued like that for 11 years. So I was not home for 11 years. Yeah, that's the meaning. That's why that woman is the one for me for 11 years. Amen. In the fourth year. In the office, they would say, this lady would just show up with a strange perfume. Strange. And when she passes and I go home, in the night, I will dream about her. Then tomorrow again, she comes with another strange perfume, and then it continued like that. So one day I decided to pray for 9 hours. And then in the process of praying, I now discovered that some people wanted to trap me. And they were trying to trap me. The giants tried to trap me. They couldn't get me. Guys with biceps, they couldn't get me. And then I now saw that it was that lady that got me. So the next day, when she came with the perfume, I spoke two things, and she never came back. Well, meanwhile, I didn't take it to mean so much, you know. It was after a long while the Lord showed me that the idea was that I should have a relationship with that lady. And if that had happened, God showed me my lifespan, how long I would have lived after that. We will go into it in more detail. But this is not the emphasis. But these are gates that need to be manned. Your heart, your hands, your soul, and your commitment. So we'll not go into that now. So next verse. He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Now, these people that went to the hill of the Lord, God wants to use them to settle the land dispute. So you will find out that in verse 7, God is now sending those people that decided to ascend to the hill of the Lord to go contend at the gates. And the gates we are talking about here are territorial gates. There are some things that Satan cannot do if accurate people that are descending from the hill of the Lord are positioned. Satan will need to put those people to sleep in order for him to do the things he intends to do. And that's why the Bible says, why men slept. So there are some people that Satan cannot disarm. If he is going to move, gain ground, gain influence, prevail, subdue the territory, he will need to put those people to sleep. So the guys that God is now sending into the territories to reclaim the land that has been illegally possessed by strange entities are the people that have ascended the hill of the Lord. So if you are able to man these four gates that I just mentioned, you qualify to be someone that can contend at the gate. Because when you begin to contend and your hands are not clean, you go down. When you attempt to contend, maybe you have seen some injustice that is supernaturally done in your family, and you got fed up and you say, all right, I want to take my stand. I want to make a difference. I'm going to stand and contend with this malpractice that I see. That is a good intention. But you see, not everyone will survive such contention, especially if in those four areas you don't have a pass mark. And if you don't have a pass mark in those four areas, it means that when the call came out, ascend into the hill of the Lord, you refused because you wanted to do business on grounds that have no foundation. Even in ministry, a very senior minister was trying to educate me. He said, you are young, you know. I need to show you the ropes of ministry so that you will be able to have influence for a long time. The first lecture he gave me was, no man can overcome immorality. That was the first. No man has the capacity to overcome a woman. Concerning a woman is an ancient matter. That's what is ancient. Even our forefathers, I had a problem. I said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That was the thing. So, in the light of the above, that it is impossible for you to be strong concerning a woman, he now told me, you can fornicate. But you now, you open his eyes, but don't be caught. Aiko Samina. Mante Korea. He said, the day you are caught, the oil will lift. The proof that your gate has been breached is that the influence of darkness to prevail over you, to influence you, becomes a day-to-day reality. That's a proof that there was someone that was put to sleep in order for Satan to gain the kind of access and dominion that he has. When you see situations that are not consistent with the prescription of the Bible becoming a norm around you, in your context, in your space, it is an indication of the fact that the gates have been breached. And now the authorities of darkness have trespassed that gate to establish their influence around your corridor. It is a suggestion of the fact that the gates have been breached. When you see patterns, things that are consistent, is even as consistent as the sun rising tomorrow morning in terms of reproach, cycles, trends that are ungodly, finding expression again and again, it is a proof of the fact that the gates have been compromised. Because when the gates are compromised, the authorities of darkness hold sway. The influence of the authority of darkness holds sway. So if you see what Jesus said, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, so those gates are entry points to authorities. They're entry points to authorities. It means that the authorities of hell want to master the church. They want to be in control of the church. And the church happens to be the only organism that God will possess if he wants to accomplish anything upon the face of the earth. And Satan is saying, you only have the church. And I'm hoping to master the church so that the church will be under my influence. And you have no foothold in the territory. So when you look at the territory and you see that the influence of Satan is louder than the influence of God, it means that the authorities of darkness are the ones in charge, indicative and suggestive of the fact that our gates have been breached. So those guys that will have the authority to contend in order to restore the government of God in the terrain are those guys that have decided to ascend onto the hill of God. It was said It was this is a popular saying among my tribe, because my tribe, my tribesmen are necromancers. They believe that family members, though living and dead, can interact and should interact. So you will find things like two families that have a land dispute. Are you with me? All right, so two families have a land dispute. Maybe your grandfather sold a land to his grandfather, and now he's denying or something like that. So what they will do is they will just do the ritual and invite the spirit. This level of necromancy doesn't use a medium. You know, normally they have priestesses that the spirit will possess, and then they'll begin to talk using the voices of the people that had the transaction. That is not what I'm talking about. This type that they need a medium is the people that are learning this trade that do this type. It's the people learning this trade that do this type. The masters of this trade don't need a medium. When they finish doing the rituals and the spirits come, if you are in the room, you will hear the voices of the people speaking without a medium. So the supposed grandfather of this party and the supposed grandfather of that party, if you knew their voices while they were alive, is the same voices you are going to hear. That's how they solved family disputes. Yeah. That's how they solved land issues. So if you say, okay, the person has died, they say, no problem. What's his name? When did he die? Oh, you died. Okay. You will hear the person's voice say, he lied on me. Necromancy. And when that happens, the lifespan of every member of that family is cut short. Yes. It's cut short. And from generation to generation, it reduces. Because I saw my granddad at 100. He was not using glasses, wasn't using a cane. And he was looking for death, praying to die, because all his colleagues have died. Then when my father's generation came, my dad lived for 62 years, half. And then it became a serious matter to see somebody that could live till 70. 62, 64, 68, 58. That's what necromancy does. It cuts off. It's a penetration into the gate already. Whether you are born again or not, if you are not aware, you will see the same pattern. It's just like someone whose dad went bald. You are going to be bald. It's just a matter of time. If you are going to change the narrative, it takes warfare. And that's what we want to teach tonight. Okay, that's what we want to teach tonight. He said, lift up your heads, oh ye gates. Before you do that, make sure you have clean hands. I will major on that maybe subsequently, just a little. Clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not sworn deceitfully? You have not made an agreement with Satan. Meanwhile, Satan comes into your space hoping to trade with you. Whenever you notice that you are under the influence of the spirit of lust, you have been brought to the trading floor. Yes, trading has started. Just like you trade in Forex, you trade in Bitcoin. When you notice that lust has taken over, you are at the trading floor. Negotiations can begin to take place at that realm, at that time. He said, who has not sworn deceitfully? I have not made any agreement with Satan. Because if you have, maybe through compromise, through loss, because one of the things we'll do here is to ask God for mercy. Just in case you sold yourself for naught. You will not know until you arrive at the gate. The day you say, lift up! Do you notice that these heralds that God sent to challenge the gates. Lift up your heads, all you gates. The authorities that have entered, gained entrance into the gates, spoke back. Who do you represent? What is the name of the monarch that you bring? Who is this king of glory? In this realm, we don't know him. Meanwhile, that's why they started from the earth is the Lord's, in land registry. The demons were staying there illegally, but you will need to qualify to be able to drive them out. Imagine the audacity. Who is this king of glory? Who do you speak for? So if there is any exhibit against you, that's when the search machine will bring it out. I thank God today that I did not eat that money. And when I went to Lagos, I became the functionary in charge of beach land. Jesus. In Lagos, you will make dollars. No, we don't. No, you don't need a heavy bag in Lagos. Oh, my God. In beach land, I had the opportunity to make dollars fresh, and we don't give old dollars, the new one. I normally, when I'm teaching people, and I will tell them, I say, young man, do you know that if I give you a gym test bag of dollars, fresh one, and you smell it, you don't know what you are capable of doing after you smell it. I assure you, a gym test bag of dollars, if you smell the fresh dollars, what you will do thereafter? You don't know. So these intelligent demons want you compromised so that you will not have what it takes to challenge them. Yeah. So when you have drunk of the wine of compromise, you will just allow the status quo. Some of the things that Pastor was saying about trying to change stuff, they drank something. No human being just stands up and say, okay, the next agenda for tomorrow is to change the price tag. No. When you have drank, and then the people you drank from are saying, this is what we actually put you here to accomplish. So when will you start? That's how gates are conquered. And you must know that the devil believes you can be bought. He believes it. Maybe the reason why he has not bought you yet is because he has not found what you want to trade. But you see, when Abraham finished conquering and recovering his nephew and the captives from Sodom and Gomorrah, the kings came to negotiate with him and say, because they were sure that every man had a prize. And they showed up and said, well, you can keep the goods, just give us the souls. And that's the kind of temptation that a pastor can face. Take the goods. We just want access to the souls. So the gate man now makes provision for access, and he has access to goods. And Abraham said, sorry for you. Before you showed up, I encountered Melchizedek. And in the process, I lifted up my hands in surrender to him. And he promised me that I'm going to be rich. So I don't want you to come in the day of my riches and say you had a hand in it. So because of that, I'm going to reject your offer. That's how a man that is on the heel of the Lord functions. Because he knows that a day will come where he will need to contend at the gates. Years later, the government was investigating my office. And they began to arrest me. I was there for 7 years. So I had many documents that my signature was on. They did the forensic audit. I was one of the first people to be cleared. He has clean hands. Now, how would it look like if you saw me on Channel's television and you know that thing that FBI, when a criminal is caught, they'll measure your height and then please help me preach to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor that Satan believes you have a price tag. So like Abraham, we are going to operate like Abraham tonight as we lift up our hands to the Most High in total surrender, that he will be the one that calls the shots over our lives. That it doesn't matter the temporal situations that we find ourselves, Satan will not be able to cash in on it to make us swear deceitfully. So that he will rope us in the day of contention. Your life will not be available for Satan to gain an advantage. In the name of Jesus. After that episode ended, then I now come into full-time ministry. And I discovered that it was not another tape. It was a continuum. It was the things I did in the office that nobody was aware of was going to be determine how much penetration I have and whether the kingdom of darkness will recognize my authority or not. And it came to pass. A marabout was sent to our ministry, that place that you visited, to take out one of the students in our Bible school. He was heavily charmed, heavily endued with darkness. And he located the premises. He arrived at 2 a.m. in the morning, began to approach the premises, and suddenly a fire began to burn him. The fire was not visible. The fire was invisible. But it was burning on him, and the impact of the burns were there. And it burned on him from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. So we now called the police people and said, I think this man needs your attention. Yes. That kind of defense was possible because years ago we had ascended to the hill of God. So I came tonight to extend an invitation. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Can we pray for? Can you register your answer to this invitation in the next 5 minutes? In the next 5 minutes. Yes, that this night, tonight, I ascend. I know it's a holy place. And it will demand consecration of me. It will demand righteous living from me. I am willing to ascend into the hill of the Lord. I cannot hear you pray. Who shall ascend into the hill of God? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. And just in case you have made some mistakes, Can you receive the blood right now? Because we are doing business this weekend. There are territories that Satan has encroached that are going to be restored back to you because we are going to contend. We are going to contend, put Satan on notice. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. We are going to do some contention. And that's why we are saying, Lord, we are willing to ascend your hill. We are willing to stand in your holy place. I sokobe rababasike mahai. Resko falimbo sando. Shamikando roske te brakatama. Yamomo santoria. Briska kabe kambe lasil. Eso se labrando koria bahasi kobamatali. Isa Mantalia, Ubreske Tobo Konde. We are being trained to stand and contend for our father's estate. There are things that God has committed into your hands, and he has committed them so that you can keep it beyond the reach of encroachment. And God will begin to empower people in this conference with what it takes to stand, to contend, to reclaim the territory that God has committed into your hands. Simon Morekasima Santelli.
We accept your invitation. We accept your invitation. We decide to ascend into your hill. We decide to come into your holy place. We embrace the values of your kingdom. Our soul will not agree with the devil. There will be no agreement. There will be no compatibility. Satan will find no ground in my life, around my life, in the name of Jesus. Eso sande bababoko salia. Eso selimo koria sika prende. Aiko bababasuda basalimande. Price kombele koria bahasan. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I see in the spirit, I see a lady, and God has raised this lady to contend for the fortunes of her family. I see that Satan has orchestrated so many patterns that are contrary to that which God promises his people. And these patterns have lingered, even though this lady has prayed and has been contending and contending. But you see, the Lord tells me that you've been doing a great work, but you do not have the rank to prosecute the business. And so what God will do is that he's going to put an anointing on you. That, yeah. This anointing is designed to increase your rank. Yeah, he comes. He comes even stronger. He comes even stronger. I sense his spirit. He comes. There is an anointing that is, oh my God. Drink of it in the name of Jesus. It's an empowerment process. Yes. There is a, oh my God. The spirit of delay has lingered in your family. And this moment, they change, they break, they break, they break, they break. In the name of Jesus. They break. There is ground that you are going to set foot on. Yes. That you enter. In the name of Jesus, God wants you to set foot on ground that has been illegally annexed by the devil. Oh my God, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, I'd like you to exercise your spirit. Something is happening here. Something is taking place here. The hand of God is here. The hand of God is here. The hand of God is here. My sokabeleko bresko mbalasinde akendo boria sika breza ambarakusketa bante boboria meria sika beria sika enzo monde yalo siko bresko balinda baboria edabo sika manteli barasko mpalasu se edoborosi kentomina haleta. Haleta, haleta. Isabo Korea Bakande, Bray Santo, Escopeta Mile, Abriska Tua. So lift up your heads, all ye gates. Be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory, he shall come in, he shall make an appearance, he shall sign forth with glory and majesty. Osime monde. Esia kombelaite. Kuvami. Asobinato bonde. Aha. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. The devil has gone too far in many lives here. So we are going to force him out right now. We want to force him out. He's been around for too long illegally. We are coming from land registry. And we realize that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We want to put Satan on notice in a moment. We want to put him on notice. Because some things will break now. Some things will break now. If I say in the name of Jesus, give me a big amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I see a spirit. And this spirit is rising from the water. That one that a water spirit has been tormenting. I say, release your captives in the name of Jesus. Now stay with me. Stay with me. Father, that one who is being resisted from the water, I ask, oh God, that you stretch forth your hand from my right hand side to my left hand side. Ushers, you will help me bring this person to the back of the auditorium, to the overflow. Stretch forth your hand. Help me find that individual. From my right hand side to my left hand side. From my right hand side to my left hand side. From my right hand side to my left hand side. From my right hand side to my left hand side. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can you stop praying? I need to do this business. I need to find this person. This is why I came here. Now I understand. This is my mission. Lord, that individual who is being resisted from the water, a water spirit has besieged your family. A water spirit has besieged your family. Find that one. Ushers, help me. Find that one. Now, ushers, help me. There are like three of them already. We need to break this yoke right now. We need to break this yoke. 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 We need to break. Take your hands in the name of Jesus. Ushers, I am waiting for three people. There are about three people. Bring them. Bring them. We need to do this quickly. Take your hands. Take your hands. In the name of Jesus. We'll destroy the power of the enemy. That stranglehold of darkness. That lays claim to your soul. That holds down your soul. Be gone. Be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. Let the hand of darkness be taken from you. Be taken. Can someone speak in tongues just for 5 minutes? Sekominala. Aile kumosale. Aile kunosale. Aile kunosale. Oh yeah. Aile kokosale. Aile kokosale. Aile kokosino. Oh. Aile kokosale. Aile kokosanama. Aile kome. Lift up your heads. And be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, he will come in. Now I want to give a command to your family. I want to speak, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Let her go. Seminala kodo mayage. Loose them, loose them, loose them. Siyako senali. Heya kanamo. Heya kina mandebale. Seka besa sode. Loose. Isane kalam. Hailele kosanane dobe. Ikana mena sede. Ikana mena saile. Go! Oh. Oh, 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 oh. I want to give a command right now concerning every family represented here. Oh my God. Some people suffer from things of which they know nothing. Absolutely nothing. Today, meanwhile, that's illegal. For he said, the soul of the father is mine, and the soul of the son is mine. And it is the soul that sins that shall die. Oh, oh, hey, mama, my. Oh, 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 oh. So I will give you a command now. In the name of Jesus. That's your amen is weak. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we ask you to say amen, not because we are not aware that you are conservative. But for me, when you say amen, it gives me the opportunity to see. Right? So, like 40% of the time, if I hear an amen, 40%, it's not every time. But I just saw now, there's someone in our midst, you have a mark that you're not aware of. This mark was written on you through witchcraft. I know you don't believe. Don't worry. There is a mark of reproach that you carry. And this mark was written on you through witchcraft. And God wants to erase this mark. No, don't worry. We'll find the person. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that one that has a mark of reproach, that was written as a point of contact to enforce the will of manipulation that is in this congregation tonight, or in the overflow, or participating online. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you stretch forth your hand on my right hand side, my left hand side, to the back of the hall. Help me find that one that has a mark. Help me find that one that has a mark. Let your hand descend on that one that has a mark. Let it come stronger. 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 In the name of Jesus. Ushers, help me. Help me quickly. I need to ensure that that mark is erased. Let's try again. So that, oh Jesus Christ. Oh Jesus Christ. Lord, have you found the person? Huh? Okay, there's no way there. Okay, okay. We need to do something about that mark. It's very important. It's urgent. Yeah, it's urgent. Okay, let me come to you.
We need to do some deliverance today. Now, most of these people know nothing about these matters. But see, we are contending with gates. Our duty during the course of this weekend, yeah, she will vomit it. Throw them out! Come out! Come out! Throw them out!
I destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus Christ!
Can you stretch forth your hand in the next 2 minutes, as we pray for her? Let that mark be erased right now. Every mark that identifies you as an object of manipulation, we erase it right now. We destroy it. We destroy it. We destroy it. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. It will no longer be effective after tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah, it's coming off now. It's coming off. It's coming off. It's coming off. Go from her. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus, go from her. Go from her. Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see a warrior. A warrior is in our midst. And the Lord is going to anoint you so that you can contend more. The anointing will come in 8 seconds. Yeah, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Move. The grace to war. That radical grace in the spirit. It comes upon you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. Now it is clear. Oh my God. Now it is clear in the spirit. Territories that a lot of people have been resisted from entering. You can enter now. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Kosi komalaite. Jeni komberami. Ikosad ombre skela mi. You will enter now. You will set foot on your portion. You will set foot on your inheritance. You go beyond the reach of manipulation. Beyond the witch of witchcraft and control. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. Siavos. Oh, I'm seeing the devil is taking his things. He's taking his things and he's checking out. Checking out. He's checking out. You cannot stay. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory is a coming. Can you welcome the King of glory in every aspect of your life? This is your space. This is your place. Come and reign. Come and rule. Come and take over. Come and reign in this place. In my home, on my children, in the life of my wife, reign, 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 reign. In the ministry committed into my hands, come and reign, come and reign. Invite him to your space. Let him come in. Let him come in. Let him come in. Oh yes. Here, son, Tamina Kadia. We give you praise. We give you glory.
So we ask Holy Ghost, look upon everyone that is here present, upon those who are participating online, yet upon others that will connect with the materials in the days to come. Let a mighty grace of liberty descend from on high. Limitations that have stood in the way of actualization, let such yokes be taken out in the name of Jesus Christ. Those contending with the spirit of delay, we stand with you in faith, and we discomfit that enemy in the name of Jesus. I see someone, your womb just got open. Your womb just got open. And you are going to conceive. And you will have a son. You will have a son. You will have a son. Because your womb is open. Your womb is open. So let it be written. And so let it be done. In Jesus' mighty name.